Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm with Michel Franco, director of Las Hijas de Abril, screening here in Nasser Regard. Michel, first of all, I read in the press notes that you took inspiration for the film from a girl you watched on the street. And I remember that for Chronic, you wrote something that sort of happened to you. So where do you get inspiration from normally, and how was for this film?
Well, often from things, from my own life, from things I experience or things I observe. But in this movie, I guess for the first time, I was more into fiction, into, you know, writing and imagining stuff. As you say, I did observe that pregnant teenager on the street and made me wonder about, you know, her future and her situation. And it was an inspiring image. And then I'm very intrigued by people refusing to accept that they're aging. And I'm not judging them, because who knows how I will react in a few years. I'm just saying it's interesting, and it's, I understand why one wouldn't want to age. But the conflicts that come out of that, and crossing that with a pregnant teenager, were the beginning of this story.
Why did you decide to develop it like this then? Because I never know what you expect in your films, but especially in this case, you managed to have the character change so slowly that you actually don't see it coming.
Well, there's two answers to that. One, Emma Suarez did a great job with the part, and she played it in a way that, you know, every scene can be interpreted in many ways, and that you don't, you understand her, you can put yourself in her shoes, even if you disagree with what she does. And then, of course, there's a script. It's important to develop the conflicts in a way that they are building with authenticity, but that will still surprise the audience. And I guess in that way it's very similar to life. If life would always be predictable and make total sense, and we could foresee what's going to happen, then we wouldn't make mistakes and we would be avoiding conflicts constantly. But that's not life, and good books and good movies, you know, should be constructed that way. Also, the chemistry between the actors, it's important to achieve that.
Was there a dialogue between you and the actresses on how to develop the story, and how much of that is in the film?
It depends on what scene. Certain scenes are exactly as scripted and they're following the dialogue precisely, and some scenes are totally improvised because they weren't even on script, and I you know, came up with certain scenes during the shooting, because also I shoot chronologically, so it's easy to say, okay, I'm missing one little step here, so I improvise a scene, and then of course the actors play a big part in that improvisation. And often also the actors tell me, this scene doesn't feel right, I wouldn't do it this way, I wouldn't say this, and I'm very open to listening.
How do male characters fit in the film? They seem to be all very weak, and the boy, even though it's understandable, seem to be, I don't know, like floating in a bubble, like he seems to not really realize what's happening around him.
I wasn't trying to say something regarding men, or, you know, after the attitude of the boy, I was assuming how hard it is to be in his position at 17 and about to be a father, and April's a lot to handle, and then he hasn't gotten the support from his own family, so he's pretty much alone, and that's the, you know, best way to make mistakes, I guess.
Do you think that in the ending there's a recognition of motherhood in its deepest and true sense?
Well, I hope so. I mean, Valeria's character, the little girl, changes a lot from the first scene where she's pregnant to the very last scene, where she overcomes a lot. She loses a lot of her naive, you know, at the beginning of the film she's not conscious of what it means to be a mother, and she's just instinctively doing her best and trying to be free and trying to be happy. And I think she learns a lot throughout the movie. She turns into a woman and into a mother, of course. She earns the right to be a mother, because that's another question. Getting pregnant and having a child is enough to be a mother. In this case, no. Valeria earns the right to be a mother.
Thank you, Michel Franco, director of Las Hijas de Abril, screening at 70th Cannes Film Festival in the Uncertain Regard section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.